All right, man, it's your boy Almighty, you feel me? And we back with another one, you feel me? This No Jumper. I got a real special guest with me here today.
Wow, I see what the fuck going on, man. Take that geek, get that nigga right there. I see what's going on.
Yeah, you feel me?
I have to tap in with my heart, man.
No cap, I had to bring East Coast to this real quick, you feel me? I had to bring one of my New York through, man, you feel me, bro? How you feeling today, gang?
Nice, man. Appreciate you for me. Making that connect for me, gang. I appreciate you, man. You know, funny.
Hell yeah, how you feeling today, bro? You good?
Yeah, it's my first time in Cali and shit, gang.
Yeah, how you like it?
Feel me? Vibe, you feel me?
How long you been here?
I got here yesterday. I'm about to make a movie tonight, though. We about to get drunk and shit, have fun.
That's right. How was your flight, bro? That shit was cool. I'm a long pause.
Ah, yeah, that flight tweaked, though. Like, when they get land and shit, I don't like that shit. That shit cool, though. I fuck with it.
That's right.
Though. I ain't really used to taking planes and shit, but.
How you handling the weather difference?
It feel like the times right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's low key cold as fuck.
It was brick last night.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. This shit, For it to really be this cold, I ain't even gonna lie to you, feel me, but.
Well, I thought it was hot as shit out here.
It do, for the most part, I ain't gonna lie, 3 days ago it was hot. It was just hot.
So now, why I gotta come when it's cold? That's crazy.
I ain't gonna lie, 3 days ago, it was like 80 degrees outside, for sure. It'd be weird, you feel me? But man, let's get right into that, bro. Tell me about yourself, bro, you feel me? Tell me about your upbringing and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Tell me about Lil J. Geek, you feel me? Growing up.
For me, I was raised in the Bronx and shit, feel me? I always was rapping and shit, like. It just took some time for everybody to witness, for me, everybody to peep, for me. But for me, it's it. It's sitting out of walk in the park, this shit, for me. It was hard for me to get to. I ain't even where I want to be, for me, because I'm wild humble. But like to get to my point where I'm at right now, it wasn't a walk in the park for me. So I appreciate all the little things, for me.
Hell yeah, bro. You got siblings, you feel me? You grew up with two parents, you feel me? One parent, you feel me? Like, tell us about that shit.
I grew up with both my parents, for me. Okay. Shout out my Bob and my pops, for me.
How was that?
And I got five brothers, for me? I got five brothers, no sisters, for me? So I was raised like...
You the oldest or the youngest?
The youngest brother.
Youngest? So you was the baby.
Yeah, type shit.
How was that shit growing up, being a baby, bro?
Nah, when I was young and shit, I never used to get in trouble in the crib. Like, I was a baby, for me? I used to get spoiled, for me?
Everybody else
getting the ass whooping, for me? Me, I'm just chilling. my pops used to violate. I got a lot.
How was that, bro, growing up? You feel me? Most people don't have pops. You feel me? How was it growing up with your pops in the household? Like, you feel me? Did you notice the difference?
Nah, yeah. You had to sneak out the crib, all types of shit. But my pops did his thing, though. For me? My parents did their thing. For me? I just chose my own lane. For me? They did their parents and they did their thing.
You were close with your siblings?
Yeah. Every one of them.
All brothers.
Shout out all my brothers. They know.
How was it growing up in the house, nigga?
I was living in a house at a time with all my brothers, like, in a two-bedroom. All my brothers.
How was that shit? Projects?
Nah. I never lived in a project.
No projects?
Like, it was just like, we was packed in that shit, like, but we made it work, because for me, we brothers, we gonna make it work. He was good, though. Shout out my brothers for shit.
And so when you was growing up, bro, what type of kid was you, for me, bad
I was
ass.
Bad as shit, gang. You heard that? You heard D-Lo? I was bad as school. I was bad as shit. I ain't gonna lie, I was bad.
Man, what's some of your earliest memories of getting in trouble?
Like, I never really, like, I'm gonna be honest, gang. I never really got in trouble, because I was fake, like, in a special ed class. Like, they fake thought I was, for me, like, they thought I was, for me. So I used to do shit a regular kid would do, and he'd get suspended for the whole year. I used to get suspended for 10 days, for me. That's the type of shit. I didn't, like, burn the ring, like a ring you put on, for like 10 seconds, 30 seconds, put on a band.
You was nuts.
For me? And I got suspended for 10 days, 30. Another nigga did that, he probably got booked. What of my mother. I was doing tweaks. I was just doing dumb shit.
Damn, so...
My name Geek High came about when I was in school, actually.
I was just finna say that too, for me. That was gonna be one of my questions. How you get your name, bro?
Cause I always used to just be like, the energy. For me.
Was you already J-Dot? Like, how that shit come about?
Nah, yeah, J-Dot, my real name start with a J.
Mm-hmm.
And my middle name start with a D, so that's how I put J-Dot together. Okay, Geek, okay. Though, that was like, and I got like a whole, Geek is like, the Stanford sign, greatest entertainer ever known. It's not just like a word, for me, like, I make that shit sound like, but when I was in school, it was me bugging out, like, me jumping on tables and all that. I was bugging out so much, the teachers jacked it. Like, the teachers, like, you can't miss a day. You make this shit fun. What in my life, bro? The teachers, like, gangster. They know.
Damn, so, nigga, how you feel about you for me? I might as well go ahead and say, how you feel about other niggas walking around with the name Geek?
Shout out my nigga Sosa Geek, man. That's my boy. Sosa Geek been for me doing this shit for me.
You saying you the first Geek?
I'm the
besides Sosa, you feel me? Cause that's your boy. You say you the first geek.
I'm the really like the energy, like, and niggas be calling themselves geeks, and they, you like, when you see them, It's like, they feel me? I'm really the energy. Like, I tee up everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, like, what in my life? Everybody know I'm really the energy, like.
That's right, bro. Nigga, when you start getting into music, bro, like, what age? Nah, before that, nigga, was you in sports or something? Like, how was you growing up?
I used to play basketball and shit, but.
You was on a school team, nigga, travel team.
Yeah, I was on elementary school team. After elementary school, it was over. Like, I was, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm still nice and bull. It's just the cardio that killed me. Feel me? The smoking and all that. I'm still dumb nice. What am I?
Be smoking too much.
Gangsta niggas play a full court. Me running up and down 3 times is over.
So you said that was just elementary school, middle school. You was already, so what, you hopped off the porch by middle school? Like, what age?
Nah, elementary school and shit, when I was playing ball, I used to play ball in the hood I'm from. So everybody knew me. I just wasn't in like the hood shit. Like, I wasn't, feel me? I ain't gonna say, feel me? Like, niggas know, once I start getting older, I put the rock down, feel me? I put that shit down. I got too engaged with what I'm seeing in the streets. So like, feel me, that's what happened. I really was trying to take ball serious. What did my mother answer?
Did you ever have like a moment like when you knew like, nigga, I'm not going to the league?
Yeah, I ain't gotta lie. But it's true, I already do.
Tell me about a moment where you knew.
We had a tournament in my park, like a basketball tournament. I had all the bros signing up. Because all the bros was, for me, trying to play ball. The whole tournament, I scored 2 points. I'm like, it's over.
You're like, this shit is not
I'm like, it's over. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, it's over. I scored 2 points on that shit. But I was like 12, though. I got way better.
That's right. So you start getting good and shit. So when you start getting into the music?
I started with music. And I was like 14, 15. Because my brother do music. Shout out Lil Tuck. My brother used to do music. He still do music, feel me? And when we used to go to his shows and shit, he get tired. I used to be the nigga with the energy, feel me? Like, he tired, let me tee up. Then I started thinking like.
You was like your brother hype man type shit.
Yeah, exactly. Not even type shit. Like, exactly. That's what I was, feel me? I wasn't even just his hype man. I was everybody hype man. Like, yo, the video, call J-Dot. Call him because he's going to get the video lit. Like, I started thinking like, yo, imagine I got my own lyrics and I'm doing this shit, like bugging out with my own song. It's over. Like, that's when I started rapping, feel me? That's when I first started rapping though, I'm going to clear this up here. For me, I'm one of the first niggas from New York City to start rapping and like screaming on the beat, like screaming. Besides the rat 6ix9ine, like besides him, I'm one of the first niggas to start doing that shit. What in my life? Niggas took my pop, got deals from it, all that, for me?
Niggas don't never get ran off what y'all saw.
Hell yeah, niggas know, bro. I'm like, come on, bro. Everybody in New York City that's gonna watch this, niggas know, bro.
So, what was some of your first music videos, you feel me? Because I think I know a couple of them, but like, what was your first song?
My first song?
And who was it with? Was it by yourself?
By myself. My first song was, my first song, like, when I released, was not by myself.
Who you did that shit with?
Shout out my nigga, Banks Porter. First nigga to, yo, you could do this shit, feel me? You could do that, feel me? My first song I ever did was with him, but it wasn't released, though.
You never dropped that shit?
Nah.
It was trash?
Nah, I think he dropped it, but it just didn't go, feel me? Then I dropped my first song, like, by myself on my YouTube page. That shit started shooting up, feel me? A little 40K. That's my first song back in the day, like, this is, like, 2018, 2017. I was on some, oh, shit, that's valid. Like, what am I mother? I started thinking I'm next. Like, yeah, I'm next. Then, for me, shout out Lil TZ. He put my song in his bio.
I was just finna say that, too. That shit had made me shoot up. Was already rapping?
Hell, yeah. Like, my brother Lil Tuck was rapping. Lil TJ was rapping.
What's your relationship with Lil TJ like?
Nah, that's the guy.
How was it growing up type shit?
Nah, growing up, I knew bro for a while long, like, gangster. I knew bro for a while long. Bro used to come get me from summer school, all types of shit, like, niggas, you feel me?
How was it, bro, having a nigga who damn near went, like, real famous from your hood? Like, how that shit felt?
I ain't gonna lie, that's the motivation right now. That's the motivation, like, if you got, this for all people, like, if you got somebody that you know, that's main, that's viral, that's your motivation, like, you know somebody that came from where you came from and rich and viral, nigga. That should be your motivation every day. Like, that shit motivate me every day, gang. Cause I know I could do it. Feel me? Came from the same spot.
Y'all got some shit? Nah.
Nah.
But I see the nigga used to always shout you out type shit. Like, he always showed you love and all that.
Nah, yeah, he shouted me out on what's that called? Is it called $1 million TV or the billion dollar? Wallow and them. He shouted me out on
$1 million worth of game.
Yeah, them. He shouted me out.
Nah, that's a fact. He did shout you out on that.
I appreciated that for me.
Nah, that's love. You know, a lot of niggas that get on and act like they don't know nobody.
Nah, yeah, facts, bro.
You feel like you kept that shit solid when you got on type shit, show hella love. You feel me?
I ain't gonna lie. Other people got other words for him, for me, but like for me, I feel like, for me.
You mean niggas from your hood?
Yeah. At the end of the day, bro, I'm gonna say this because it's how I feel. Like, I don't want to get put on. I want to do this shit alone, bro. So when I get on, that shit feel crazy. Like, for me, I don't want to get put on, bro. Like, niggas, that nigga can't even put you on, bro. The people really got to jack you, bro. The people got to like you. Nigga can make a song with somebody big and drop another song, shit got 20K views. Like, the people got to jack you and catch on to what you're doing. It's really not even about music no more. It's about, can you be a role model? Like, can you have kids look up to you? That's really what it's about. For me, it's a character. That's what it's about. Like, so I wouldn't want another person to feel a type of way. Like, oh, he don't f*** me because I ain't putting him in position. Like, I don't want nobody to think like that of me, bro. You going up, I'm going up. God bless everybody, so.
All right, nigga, for the fans who don't know, you feel me? Like, nigga, speaking of TJ and all that shit, I know I have seen, you feel me, most people, they have seen, you feel me? If you hit with the New York scene and you know what's going on, that your brother was having problems with TJ. How did you feel being in, like, in the middle of that? Like, nigga, this my brother, this my man's, like, you know what I'm saying?
Cause
that's a hard-ass predicament to be in.
That was tough on me, for me, because then people start looking at me like I'm making the wrong decisions, or I'm fool as in I'm funny, like I'm fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Shit was fake tough for me, but I had to, like, with this shit, bro, you gotta know what you're doing and play your cards right, bro. You can't just come ambush your thoughts and then now it's all over the internet. And then for me, you gotta think and before you say shit, bro. So I don't know what's going on, bro. At the end of the day, that's my brother and that's somebody I grew up with. So at the end of the day, I don't got nothing to say about that.
Mm. You feel like that shit, like, do you feel like that put a strain on you and TJ relationship because that's your brother and it's like, nigga, I gotta stay out of this type shit?
I mean, that might have made TJ like, yo, I can't really f- with this nigga, for me.
Mm.
But for me, at the end of the day, bro, it's my blood brother, bro. So it's like, guess what? I'ma go up. I'ma do me, for me. I'ma go up regardless.
Facts, nigga. I'll just
but
do
for me, me and TJ still cool though, gang. Still be talking to him and shit. We just was talking yesterday.
That's right. Shit. Bro, how you feel about the scene, like? Cause nigga, a couple years ago, shit was so much different in the Bronx than how it is now. Like being a nigga who from the outside looking in, you feel me?
And like, I ain't gonna lie, it's a good question to ask because I was in the beginning of this shit to now. I see the change. I see the difference. Like, it's so much.
Name some differences and changes that you see.
It's so much new characters that people was allowing to benefit off this shit. Like niggas, back then, like Free K Flock, like the people that was benefiting before. They deserved it. Like, they deserved this shit. Cause for me, niggas, for me, they deserve it. Like, now it's like a nigga could graduate high school, jump in the booth, make a drill song, he lit, he can make views. Like, it's not sturdy, bro.
Mm.
You rapping about what real people who's really doing in real life, cause they ain't paying behind it. For me, it's not sturdy, bro.
You feel like niggas are just popping up trying to benefit off some shit, but they ain't never really been.
Yeah, cause if you know, especially in New York City, like the drill is the gate opener of music. Like, let's do some drill, get some exposure, let's get some fans, and then we're gonna show them the real. Like, that's what niggas do, bro. Like, when niggas started rapping, bro, niggas didn't even think they was gonna get far.
Right.
Niggas was just rapping, like, okay, let's just. Rapping once niggas seen, like, oh, like, niggas is getting far. Like, let's see who really got talent. Let's see who's a star. Like, feel me? That's why I come to play. Like, I'm not. All my new songs, my recent songs is not drill. I'm not dissing. You know what I mean? I want everybody that passed away to rest in peace in New York City. Everybody that passed away.
No cap, bro. Speaking of, I heard you just brought up K-Flock, bro. What's your relationship like with K-Flock? Because I know, like, DOA, you feel me, Slattery, like, that's kind of like, what's the connection with that? Was you around for
nah,
that?
Nah, yeah,
like,
that's before generations ago, like, for me.
So when you came around, your hood was already tight with DOA.
Yeah.
So what's your relationship like with K-Flock?
That's my boy, like, for me, Free K-Flock. My boy called me from jail, for me.
You remember when you met him?
Yeah.
You got a story for that you can tell us about?
When I first met K,
yeah,
niggas was dicing.
Mm.
Niggas was dicing. So it wasn't really like a convo. Like, for me, like, what's good, can't like for me? Niggas started tapping in. This when I was cool with, when everybody was cool, gang. Right. This when I was cool with Shy K. Niggas pulled up to the studio, and we always about to make a whole big ass feature song, like 8 of us on the song. And then argument broke out for me, all types of shit, bro. But
do you
K, that's
like,
my boy, that's my heart.
Nigga, you feel like if, do you feel like shit would have been different if everybody wouldn't have went their separate ways? Or do you feel like that shit was meant to be type shit? Like, you know how everybody once was close and now everybody separate?
I feel like that wasn't supposed to happen because at the end of the day, niggas had love for each other, gang. Like, niggas really, feel me? But what you just said, if it was meant to be, this is not what we want to see, though. This right. is what the fans want to see, bro. They want to see fallouts. They want to see that, like, not saying to do it. I'm not saying to do it, but like, the fans gonna say it's meant to be. It's meant to, like, they want to see this shit. They want to see fallouts. For me, but that shit was not supposed to happen, bro. And when for me, I'm gonna clear this up. When DOA start beefing with them, I'm from Slaughter Gang, so I ain't start beefing with them. Like, oh yeah, for me, I was still fucking with them, and I was fucking with them. Like, nigga, I'm for me. They did some fribble shit, some funny weird shit. For me, that made me stop jacking them and made me get on that timing with them. For me, I just had to clear that up because I'm not gonna not fuck with a group of people that I've been fucking with just because one person don't or somebody else don't. I'm my own person, bro. That's why I make the decisions I make. You feel me?
And so, nigga,
speak. Like, it's a lot of people right now that's not jacking me, but they gonna respect me because I make the decisions I make that niggas is scared to make. Niggas is scared to make decisions I make, bro. Niggas wanna do the shit I'm doing.
Damn, shit, nigga. Facts, you feel me? A lot of niggas move around certain ways because they move off opinions or they move off what somebody else gonna do, you feel me? How you feel about that, like, nigga?
You know what I feel about that? I think I don't never think about nothing, nobody on the gram, how they gonna feel. I be like, how my mother gonna feel? She gonna be jacking what I do? Bet, I'm gonna do it. Gangster, that's how I move out everything. How my mother gonna feel about this? Gangster, like.
And I thought that's a cool way to move, you feel me? Ain't nothing wrong with you, feel me, thinking of your parents.
Gangster, because I'm a real friend and all that, bro. But before I met my friends, everybody who I had.
Facts.
You feel me?
No cap. Nigga, you said Shaiike introduced you to K-Flock.
Nah, hell no.
Nah, oh no, my bad. You said y'all was in the studio and K-Flock and then EK was going to do some shit type shit and y'all always going to do a song type shit.
Yeah.
What was your relationship like with Shaiike and how the fuck did that shit?
Nah, EK, I ain't gonna lie. I never lied. I was my son, like. I ain't even saying this to try to play him. Like, I was feeding, bro. Like, what a bro. Like, I ain't even saying this to try to play with EK against, like, you know, I was feeding, bro. All types of shit. Like, I was really my little man's. Like, for me, I was my boy. Nigga, TJ was cool with them. Like, TJ grew up over there too. Like, for me, he got some ties over there. Not no more.
Right.
Feel me? But like before he had some ties over there or whatever. Feel me? So I had seen he shared his shit, Shaiike shit, and I was fucking with it. I had texted, like, yo, who this? He like, nah, that's my man's. I'm, feel me? I'm like, I'm fucking with it. Feel me? I'm about to make a song with him. Like, lock me in. He locked me in. EK hit me up. Like, TJ, I told him about me. EK, I hit me up. Yo, pull up. I got the stool. And I pulled up to his peas. And ever since then, I was pulling up every day.
And niggas are just locked
every
in.
Every day I pull up, I was feeding, bro. Every day, gang, literally, like, niggas are Booba Savage. I'm letting them niggas will tell you, like, PJ Glizzy, niggas will tell you, free PJ. I was feeding niggas, bro. Feeding niggas. Niggas wanted drugs. Yeah. Gangsta, it was at a point, nigga, I'm not trying to embarrass niggas. I'm just telling the truth up here, gang. It was at a point, nigga, he came and asked Booba, the little Booba Savage nigga, for bread.
Like, it's real type shit.
Like, real shit, gang. I ain't gonna lie.
And so, how y'all niggas end up falling out if niggas was so tight? What end up happening?
I explained it. Shout out my nigga. That platform P Films too. For me? I'm a real nigga. I'm shout out
no
everybody.
No cap, shout out to P Films.
Shout out everybody. I explained this shit. Nigga, I had left my, like, I was cool. This is when K and them was beefing. And this is when K did the song with TJ and Favi, not in the mood, right after it dropped. So now they probably on, they was definitely on some, nah, slaughtery on some funny shit. So that's why they did this funny shit to me. Look, I had linked them to go get some drip. The story would never change because it's never a cap. I linked them to go get some drip downtown. My mans was one of the workers in the stores. So he was about to put some drip on me, feel me? My dumb ass left my whole book bag in their car with my video money. Feel me? This when niggas was, this when the stimulus ran out.
2020.
This is when it ran out. Like, niggas was low, feel me? Like,
niggas needed that money.
My video money was in the bag. I was selling weed. My weed out money. My weed was in there. Gangster, hey, my haircut money, everything, gang, gangster. Feel me? I came out the shit with my drip on, car gone. But EK wasn't in that car though. It was his mans and shit. I said, I got so cool with EK and chilling with him every day. I got close to his mans and shit, feel me? So I had thought it was a loyalty shit there, but feel me, niggas did foul, bro. I had cool EK right after that. He like, nah, niggas ain't doing that. Niggas not doing that to you, J-Dot. Right after he hung up, Instagram user. Nigga blocked me, feel me? I'm like, nah, nigga's dad on some funny gangster. I got on the train that day and all that. What in my life? Gangster like, nah, it's lit. But we ain't gonna talk about that.
Ah, so from there it was like, nigga.
I got lit with them, I ain't gonna lie.
I get. type shit.
And I got in love with them or whatever. Then I made a song. And they had pulled, like, he came to know where I used to live for me, because that was just my sons for me. I had brought them for me. I made a song after I did what I did and all that. And I made a song. They had pulled up. It's like to my crib for me. I ain't gonna lie, they call me lacking or whatever. But they ain't catch me for me. I got up out of there for me. They ain't get put hands on me or whatever for me.
But that's the post where niggas trying to say, oh.
Well, I ran or whatever, yeah. And it's no picture, gang. And gang, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm really a real street nigga, bro. Like, I'm really a real street nigga, gang. Like, this again. Like, if I see three people, and I ain't gonna say too much on this shit, but like, if I know certain shit,
right,
I'm out, nigga. Right. I'm not gonna stand there and get shot. Yeah, you feel me? I'm out, feel me? But niggas know, bro. Mr. Make Movies. I make movies, gang.
The nigga said he got up out the, hey, nigga, you feel me something? Hey, bro, nigga, bullets come, you stand, you stupid.
What am I there?
That's all I'm saying. Bullets come, you stay still, you stupid, nigga.
But I ain't gonna lie, I'm not no ghetto shit up here, though, gang. I came a long way. I came from the Bronx to Cali, gang. I came far. I came here. This far from you, hurt. Nah, I appreciate you. No funny shit.
Hell yeah. Now you know we had to bring you through, bro. No cap. Man, speaking of being where you from, being from the Bronx and shit, bro, you know, most people from the outside looking in, when we hear about your hood, we hear about the Smelly story. Can you break down your relationship with Smelly and, like, you know what I'm saying, like, what he mean to your area and all of that shit, you know?
Yeah, Smelly, like, that's my brother. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like that's somebody, like, when you think about my block, his face just pop up like an M. Like, for me, you just, him and Easy, RP Easy, for me? Definitely Easy. Yeah, definitely. Them two, like, those is legends in my hood. Like, you bring up my block, them, for me? Like, I ain't gonna lie, this is really my thoughts. Like, I feel like I got this far, because bro watching me, he making me get this far. What am I there, bro? That's how I feel. Like, for me? Because... like, for me, when bro had passed away, I said this on any platform. I don't say this because it's cool. I try to let cool. Like, nigga, this is pain. Nigga, this made me, for me, I was there when bro passed away, for me. Like, I was there when bro took his last breath. So, for me, that shit make me, like, just strong as a man. Like, that shit made me, for me? I ain't trying to break down on this
bro.
Shit.
Nah, you feel me? It's all good, bro. You feel me? Nigga, real niggas do real things, bro. Nah, yeah. Everybody lost somebody.
First time I met bro, that's remember I told you I used to go to my hood and play ball before I was in there? That's when I met bro. My bro had his braids in. Smelly was always fighting. What in my life? All the bros from the block are gonna agree. Bro was always fighting, gang. Winning fights, losing fights, that nigga did not care. He was, fuck it. Heard about that.
And you feel comfortable telling brother. Us the story?
When he passed away?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I ain't. For me, bro was just a superhero, bro. He was one of them, like, you know, neighborhood hero, like, right. Somebody you cool, like, not to say, when you can't handle your own problems, but when, like, yo, he gonna make it easier, like, for me, that was right. Just one of them people, like, he was a neighborhood hero, bro. For me? I ain't finna explain what happened, though, for me.
Nah, it's all good, bro, you feel me? No cap. So, once you start rapping, you feel me, it start taking off. When did you start linking with 4-1, and, like, how did that come about?
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I actually ain't start taking off till I linked up with them. That's why I love them niggas. Shout out my boys 4-1 for me. Them niggas threw me in the game for me. Niggas that grew up with niggas don't even do that for people, bro. I didn't even know them for that long for them. Like, I wasn't, for me, you feel me what I'm trying to say? Like, but I always had a name, bro. Like, I always had a buzz. Like, it was never, now it's my music. Like, it was never my music before, bro. Like, it's always my face, like. Shout out Please Don't Lack, too. Them niggas always, like, them niggas had my name ringing, bro. Before the music was ringing, feel me?
PDL,
like,
shit.
PDL, New York Drill Official. Shout out them two blogger pages up. Feel me? Like, now, when I linked up with them, my music start hitting. Like, I'm start seeing my streams go up. Like, my monthly listeners and shit, feel me? So now, I see, like, I got to go harder with the music, feel me? I had linked up with 4-1 last January. I knew them for a year now.
How'd that come about?
Nah, shout out my manager, FR, too. My manager in the building, too. Shout out Hef. But my manager, FR, he was texting me and said, like, yo, we fucking with you. Like, we fucking with the way you make your work, for me, your art. And for me, I had thought about it for, like, a good 2 months, 1 month. And I just made that move, bro. Me and my manager, Hef, was talking about that shit. I told him, like, yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I'm making this move, bro.
How that shit feel, you feel me? Being a part of something bigger than yourself, how that shit feel?
Nah, that shit feel good, bro. Definitely, that shit feel good. Like, I be walking into spots, for me, just walking in, like, special treatment, like, for me, that should be feeling good, bro. I love all that shit, bro. Because I remember being, for me, I remember all that shit. Remember all that shit, bro, being from square one.
You remember your first time being in the studio with him?
4-1?
Yeah,
first
like,
time being in the studio.
Or your first time linking with him, you feel me? Like, was it in the studio or y'all just on some cooling shit?
First time linking him is when I saw it. That's my first time, because it was a listening party that day, feel me?
Okay.
And they always all off-rip cool, bro, like, genuine, like, yo, hey, gang, you new member, like, feel me? They always cool, for me? That's why I fuck with them. First time I was really linking up heavy was Tata's birthday. We had went out and said we was lit. Gangsta, shout out 4-1 though.
Hell yeah, nigga. I seen you was on tour with him. How that shit was like, bro?
Nah, yeah, that shit was a movie. What am I dead? Nigga, yo, go look at my gram. Nigga, we've been crowd surfing, all that. Gangsta, I thought they was about to drop me. Nope. What am I dead? They went crazy. I ain't gonna lie. They went crazy.
We're
about to be back on
tour
too. It's about to be my longest tour. It's about to be a 2-month tour. I'm about to be back on tour all around the world. You know?
Is it you and 4-1 or somebody else on it too?
Global. No, I think it's artists that open up for me. Bro.
Okay. Nigga, tell me a crazy ass tour story, bro. What's the wildest shit you've seen on tour with 4-1?
Wildest shit?
Yeah.
Wildest shit. I ain't gonna lie.
You gotta tell us a good one, bro. No cap.
Wildest shit. It's a lot that I really, for me. I really can't say.
Tell us when you could. I know some shit niggas can't reveal even me. But
nah, my wildest shit, I'm gonna keep it a buck, was that crowd surf shit, bro. What about that? I went crazy, bro. Like, that experience for me was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
For me, I jumped in the crowd and my security pulled me back up. Like, I didn't get to crowd surf, for me. They play like 2 of my songs. The second one, I'm like, nah, I don't like how he did that. I jumped in the crowd. They started like, I was moving in the crowd. Like, I did a circle, like, so he couldn't grab me. My security couldn't grab me, for me. I'm like, nah, this how the artists be feeling when they, nah, this shit fire, what about that? And it's really, that's really like, I want my shows, when I have my own shows, you see them shows when they be punching and kicking.
Mosh pit.
It's the word of my life. I want my shit like that.
You want
a
mosh pit?
All my shows like that. Everybody kicking and just, somebody bloody.
Not even trying to injure
that's
the fans.
That's gonna be too lit, man.
Injuring the fans is crazy, yeah, bro.
Wait for it though, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, man. I'm gonna probably punch one of them niggas.
That's wild.
In the mosh pit. Telling me, I'm the real geek in this shit.
That's wild, nigga. No cap. Man, you know I gotta ask what everybody gonna wanna fucking hear, bro. No cap. The geeks. The geeks, man. Break that shit down, bro. How, nigga, you and Maya, and man, you gotta just tell us the whole story for real. Like, I wanna know. We curious. I see you. You was plotting for months.
Nah, yeah.
You was working hard, nigga.
I was plotting for
we
months.
We see it work.
I ain't gonna lie.
Break that shit down, bro. Tell us.
Nah.
Tell us how the geeks came about, gang.
One day I ain't gonna lie. I don't know. I was just smacked. I just texted her one day, like, cause we from opposite sides for me. So I
we
knew
gonna get
better.
That
like,
too.
You feel me? I was like, I just texted
you
her.
You trying
day, like,
shit.
Yeah, let me just try shit. You feel me? I had just texted her one day. She hit me back, like, you trying to get launched. Some funny shit, like, after that, like, I'm like, it's over.
You wasn't spooked? I was just
like,
gonna say that
definitely
you wasn't
over.
Spooked.
Like, I definitely can't
bitch
talk
ain't
to
trying
her.
To kill you.
I'm like, yeah, I definitely can't talk to her. What about my mother? Mind you, the nigga she was cool with texting me, like, I'm gonna kill you. What about my mother? I'm gonna kill you, Jada. Like, nah, this shit crazy. I definitely can't trust. I don't know. One day, I think I was off the perk, but I just told him, pull up, like, pull up. What about my mother? I was in the studio, and we both. Like, she, the studio I was going to, she went there a couple of times. Like, she went there 3 times for me, so she wasn't new to the place. And her producer, like, her main producer was in there pushing the word for me, for me. So I'm like,
so he
tell her to
like
pull up.
Good.
Like, she's
I'm
good. She's
weird.
Safe. Like, she good. Tell her to my niggas was there for my block, all that. Like, tell her to pull up for me. Tell her to pull up. She pulled. She like, I'm going to pull up. I'm like, how much the Uber, all that? Like, I wound up, like, I was telling her, I'm showing her I'm serious. Like, pull up for me. Mind you, I'm still a little, like, he know,
you don't
like,
know what's
I don't
gonna
know
happen.
Who she finna bring. She know why I'm mad, feel me? I don't know who she finna bring, feel me? Niggas was...
You was really playing.
Niggas
you
was
testing
fully
it for
protected,
real.
But that don't, like, you can still go up fully
that's
protected, feel me?
Guns don't stop niggas from getting shot.
That's a fact, feel me? But she pulled up, though. Once I looked at her and she looked at me, though, I already know that it wasn't that, bro.
So it was cool. Y'all linked, you feel me? It was smooth type
linked
shit.
Up,
it was just
chilling.
It was cool. Feel man, me? Was you thinking in your head, like, man... Did you give a fuck what your block was gonna say, or was you thinking
nah,
about that
shit? Nah, real
shit,
I like that you asked me that too, cause real shit, I knew my block really, like,
y'all not too into it with them like that.
Nah. They is but like, the people
see, like, oh, it's up for real.
She, they staying. We in tune with them, feel me? But like, on some like, bro, I was on my block when I was six, gang. Like, right, going outside, like, feel me? Like, niggas that love me, my, like, they're gonna jack what I'ma do, feel me? Like, they're gonna jack what I'ma do. Like, so it's like, either you gonna jack what I'ma do, or you gonna join the list. That's not, feel me? Like, and my block is really like, it's not even more than five people that ain't jacking what I'm doing. Like, it's probably like two people that you tweaking, Jada, like, feel me? But they gonna jack what I'ma do. It's really like the blocks I was cool with before. Like, I'm still cool with niggas, bro, but it's like, feel me? Like, DOA and them, feel me?
I was gonna say it. How you feel about the DOA niggas, like, doing all the internet share? Do you feel like niggas picking sides about what you got going on in your relationship? Like, how you feel about that shit?
Nah, a lot of niggas ain't really do the internet shit. It really was just C Blue, gang.
How you feel about that shit? How you feel about that nigga C Blue?
C Blue, that's my son, bro. But I'ma stand on what I say, like, as a man, cause niggas know, like, what type of nigga I am, bro. If I got a girl that I'm respecting, feel me, on some, yo, you know how you got a girl with you and you like, your homie know, yo, this a bop, or this is my shorty, like, right, this my girl, gang, like, if you're not gonna respect that, then nigga, it could get like that. That's all it's going for me. Cause respect is all it takes to get like that. If it's not respect, it could get like that. For me, respectfully, that's all it takes for me. But for me, I already spoke to C Blue and shit. For me,
also shit back cool.
And I'm gonna be real, gang. I'm a real nigga, bro. He not wrong for saying what he said. But I'm gonna say it again. What I said on the last platform. I don't owe people like people. That's not even fun. Like, I ain't sandbox none of that. I don't owe you that type of loyalty, gang. Like,
right, like, if you're not,
I never, like, those type of people, like, I say, like, I would never backdoor line them, none of that, because I got love for niggas, bro. But I don't owe you the type of loyalty where I can't talk to a female because you feel away. Feel me? You're not from my, you're not sandbox 12, 15 year plus together.
Right.
You feel me? Like, is you going to respect what I'm jacking, or that's it for me?
How you feel about niggas talking crazy about nigga you still linking with Seti?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it a buck, gang. Cause I really don't even know what's going on, you heard? Like, when I linked up with Seti, that was before all that P Dub and shit came out. Like, and, like, I'm gonna say real shit, cause Seti probably see this. I'm gonna say real shit. Like, niggas know, like, I ain't gonna lie. If somebody rap, I'm not jacking a rap. Like, real shit. If you, like, for me, I don't care what it is. You could be my, nigga, you could be my kid. What about that? If somebody rap, you feel me? Like, you feel me? But they gotta clear that up, cause I feel like it's still some people jacking, but some people not. So it's like,
what am I supposed to do?
Like, feel me? Clear that up, bro. Y'all was friends at a point. Y'all gotta clear that up, bro. Cause feel me? When niggas from my hood find out somebody rat, he ratted it. We cleared it up. Like, nobody, that nigga moved to Philadelphia or something. Like, nobody's jacking him. He moved. Feel me? Like, so y'all gotta clear that up. I don't know what's going on. Feel me? I ain't trying to play nobody. Feel me? Cause feel me? If I don't know Seti ratted or not, from what I know back, like, that was my mans, feel me? But if that's the case, then it's quiet. You niggas know the type of choice I'm gonna make. It's quiet, feel me? But niggas gotta clear that up, bro.
Nigga, what's your relationship like with a Nay? Nay Benz, like, feel me?
I just had Maya right here and Seti right here, so I just, the light bulb went on for my head real quick.
Like, let me take a...
Oh, yeah.
That was your idea?
Yeah, what a bro. What a bro. My photographer was standing right there. I had Maya right here, Seti. Because for me, some altercation, not an altercation, but for me, some shit happened where too much niggas walked in my stew session. And I was with my shorty shoe. Her ops is probably niggas I'm cool with. And my ops is probably niggas she cool with. You feel me? So now I got to situate who's walking in the spot. You feel me? Like,
you got to be careful with that shit for sure.
For me, so altercation happens. Niggas shit about to break down. Seti had walked out. Like, out of all the group of people, that's the only person I know out of them. So I'm on some, he like, yo, relax, chill, gang, just chill. So I start chilling, like, all right, bet. And the light bulb went in my head, like, my photographer right here, I grab both of them. Let's take this picture. Wow. I mean, I'm just wild smart, man. I ain't gotta lie, I'm just
you
smart.
You wild, man, as fuck for that. You, so you knew what was going on when you took that motherfucker.
I'm smart as hell, gang, you feel me?
That was crazy. No cap.
But nah, I heard you say, my son, Nate Benz, my son, Nate just came home and said, she going crazy. Shout out, Nate. Shout out, Nate Benz, man.
You known him for a long time?
Yeah, facts. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Man, do you remember the first time y'all met or something? Like, or
first time I met Nate Benz was long time video. The block gonna laugh at that, you know?
That's right. That's right.
Little TJ Long Time video. That's the first time I met nigga.
Ah, at a TJ video. Okay. Yeah, okay. Nigga, another thing I want to ask
you. But nah, she been outside. I'm saying that's the first time I got in trouble.
Ah, that you met her. Yeah. Okay. Nigga, I really wanted to ask, bro, how do you move? Nigga, how you move differently? Or bro, is you worried?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. The way I move now, like, it should be crazy, bro. Like, I can't even, like, when I'm outside, bro, I can't even, I don't, like, niggas gotta have, feel me? As much protection as much. Like, I can't stand somewhere for, like, more than 5 minutes, bro. I gotta go. Like, I gotta get up out of there. There's too much going on right now. Like, gangsta. I went downtown. I don't know if niggas peeped on my gram. I start running into wild fans, bro. That's when I start noticing, like, nah, my face is recognizable, bro. Like, I can't stick around. Then at that, if you got a lot of fans, you got 10 times more haters. You feel me? So all it takes is running into one of them. Either I'm doing a case or something else. You feel me? That's why I be on some shit like that. I never think about, like, when people get away from problems, I never think about, oh, he pussy. Like, it's money to make, bro. Especially when you 21 and over, gang. Can't just be.
You feel like it's a smart move?
I'm on that.
Move.
Let's go. Like, that's
like
shit
it's a smart
too.
Move to get your bag in and get the fuck out the way and move.
Hell yeah.
Man, no cap. So, you feel me? A couple more questions I want to ask you.
Nah, that shit that got me tight with C Bluetooth. Cause for me,
I'm back.
Yeah, I damn fuck with bro, shit. And I fuck with the way my son did his thing. Like, he did his thing for me. That's one of the smartest niggas out here in the Bronx for me.
That's a fact.
The drill shit for me. But for me, niggas got the entitlement how they feel. I'm a real nigga though. I'ma always feel how I feel for me.
So you feel like that nigga Cebu did the smart thing, you feel me? Getting out the way.
Hell yeah.
Doing the YouTube shit and all that kind of shit.
Hell yeah. I'm finna start all that YouTube shit and all that. There's just a lot going on in my life right now, for me. And that even me saying that, that's the best time to start it, but like, it's a lot, like, for me. It's about to start though.
Man, speaking of shit going on time. In your life, bro, nigga. I heard you got a kid, bro. Daughter, son.
Son.
How old?
3.
How I feel being a father, gang.
That shit valid, for me?
Yeah.
Had a little me, for me? All I know, for me, like, having a kid, the way I think, bro, the way I think, like, real shit, bro, I'ma keep it a buck, gang. Not even on the negativity shit. Like, I be thinking about death a lot, gang, so I got a kid, like, I got something here, for me, on this earth, for me? I got something here, for me? Like, that's all, like, I got something here left, like, for me? And the way I be looking at my son, like, he finna be something. What am I, like, for me? My son gonna be a star. I already know.
That's right, no cap. How I feel like
a boxer or some shit. Like, gang, so we be having that nigga put the gloves on and shit.
That's right. Gotta do something. They gotta put a little nigga.
Shout out my little baby, man. No, you gonna watch this when you get a little older.
How did having a kid make you feel different, bro? Like, did it change anything?
Nah, yeah. It definitely made me, like, cause I ain't gonna lie, like, it showed me, like, love. Like, real shit. Like, I love my life, like, for me. I don't really know how to love like that, like, feel me? Shit hard, like, cause feel me? I'm not even gonna say the shit I wanna say up here, feel me?
Say that shit, nigga.
Nah, I really don't, nah, cause it's
no
gonna...
cap, this the big platform, you feel me, nigga? This the one, you better say that shit, nigga.
Facts, but nah.
You feel me?
But nah, though, yeah, that, my son, having my son just show me, like, love is real, feel me? Basically, that's what it showed me, like. It changed me, the way I move, everything, like. Cause gangsta, I had got grades and shit when my son was, like, 1. After that, like, I had took a break for me from the streets. Like, it's over, bro. Like, that was God showing me, like, yo, you could go right now and your son is going to be alone. Like, feel me? Yeah, I just started working and shit. That's how I ended up right here again.
Nah, that's a motherfucking fact, bro.
Hell yeah. All this shit is life facts on my son. Never lied about nothing. I came up here and never lied. Not one time.
Man, bro. Another thing I want to ask you, nigga, no cap. How you feel like being from a place with so many rappers? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like your area particularly, like, is everybody locked in? Do you feel like motherfuckers should work more together? Like, how you feel being from a place where it's just not you who rap?
Yeah, I fuck with it. You wanna know why? Cause, like, everybody can't stand out for me. I really stand out with this shit, like, for me. And you could tell, like, fuck the rap, bro. Not even, like, not fuck the rap, but, like, niggas' personalities be burnt. Like, niggas, that should be, you feel me? Like, niggas don't even want to book you for nothing. Gangsta, the niggas don't want to book you for show, nothing. Like, for me. But niggas got to know how to, for me, sell a character out. Like, you got to know what you're doing, bro. Like, you got to, for me, not saying, not be yourself, for me, but, like, you got to know how to, into, like, make more fans. Like, you got fans, make more of them come. Make, right. For me, I know what I'm doing, bro. Like, for me, I'm going to keep going crazy, bro.
No cap. Do you feel like your personality showing your music, and like if so, how? In what way?
My personality, it shows in my music from like the screaming shit, because I'm always a rowdy person, but that's the problem. Like, I want to show them the other side of me. That's why I'm making new music. But I made some other shit the other day. I mean, I'm not screaming. And I be seeing all these comments every time I drop. They tired of my voice. They tired of my voice. That little screaming shit. Watch when y'all hear this new shit, bro. I'm on some. Y'all want to hear the soft side, Jada? Like, I gotcha.
I was finna say, bro, because I be reading the comments. You know, I'm hip to everything I be going on. How you feel about everybody? Like, when motherfuckers be saying who the worst or this shit dirt, like,
my shit come out, right?
Do that
my
shit.
My shit come out, right?
You feel me? Like, do that yeah, shit bother shit. You, bro, when niggas be hating? Like, how that shit make you feel?
That shit crazy, bro. I believe, like, World 2, that shit don't get me mad, bro. Like, that don't get me mad, because I already know I'm not, like, it's just, like, for the fact that y'all can say that, it's like y'all want to get my attention or some shit. I don't know, bro.
Hey, listening.
Nah, I'm some real shit, bro. I dead don't know why they say that, bro. Like, I'm be trying to think.
He like, I'm pondering. Nah, like,
it's wild rappers. Like, I'm not even saying I'm
a lot
the best
of niggas
rapper.
Be yelling
niggas
and
is
shit.
Dirt, bro. Niggas is dirt. I'm not saying nobody name. I'm not giving nobody exposure on this.
No place. Names.
Niggas is dirt, bro. Niggas is dirt.
No cap, I ain't gonna lie. I don't think you the
name,
worst.
Bro.
I don't agree. I ain't
like,
gonna lie.
Like, bro, Didi no Osama,
definitely
bro.
Definitely niggas. Hey, he said it.
Nah, cause I can say, like, for me, come on.
He
Didi
said
Osama,
it.
Bro.
He said it. So you feel like that nigga way worse than you, and you feel like
them
niggas got you fucked up.
Them niggas not even from the Bronx, gang. They trying to have a Bronx movement. We, like, Bronx is really like, niggas try to move like us, bro. That niggas is from Harlem. They from Sugar Hill. They sweet. Real gangster, that eyes.
He talking this shit.
They got two S's.
Not even what.
Suicide Squad. You ever saw that movie?
Nah. This nigga talking his shit today. No cap. Another
dead shot.
Another question I want to ask you, bro. Have you ever felt pressure to like Because everybody be talking, like, have you ever felt pressure to change the way you rap? Or do you ever, you know what I'm saying? Like, do that shit ever make you feel like maybe I should try something new or maybe I should try something different? Or do that shit make
nah,
you
it just now make, like, started pressuring me. Like, nah, I really got to try something different. But when I'm in the stool, that should be difficult, bro. When I get behind the mic, I'm so used to that, me right. Rapping like that. But I rap like that for, like, 3 years straight. Like, every day I'm in the booth, like, I'm rapping like that. So it's, like, it's harder to switch it, bro. But I'm getting it. I'm getting it. I just did it the other day, for me? I just got to be off a little bit of Don Julio. You
know that's right, mean? Nigga. I get a little loose.
A little, you feel me?
No cap.
Hey.
No Diddy. No Diddy, my nigga. No
nah, gangster. You know what interview I saw about you, though, bro?
Which?
You was fighting this shit.
Everybody always talk about that one. I ain't going to lie. I have to do what I have to do, bro. No cap. Feel me? They call me a bitch up here and we ain't playing those games.
Nah, yeah.
I had to put my hands
buddy.
On that nigga for real. No cap. He was talking crazy as fuck. You think I'm just some weird
nah, that shit went viral though. I ain't gonna lie. I saw that shit for like a week straight on my
crazy.
New shit. I ain't
nigga,
gonna lie.
I was some weird ass podcast, nigga, bro. I don't know. No cap. You feel me? Nah, but one thing I want to ask you, bro, is how have you seen the difference of the Bronx Wave when you first started and the difference now?
The Bronx Wave?
Yeah, like how you. What do you feel that's different about it from when y'all first started, like good or bad? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like now everybody think like falling apart is a trend. That's how I feel like. Everybody think falling apart is like, this is exposure. We're going to go up like this. That's how I feel, bro. Because everybody just falling apart, man. That shit bad. It just shows how much of a backdoor city we is. That's all it's showing, bro. Like, niggas not going to trust me.
Nigga, do you feel like DOA fell apart?
I mean,
speaking of, you feel me, niggas falling apart and shit, do you feel like that shit
nah,
fell
I wouldn't
apart?
Say they fell apart.
Or like, musically, to the outside eyes it do, but I know, you know niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it'd be like, man, how niggas fall apart when I know niggas be...
Nah,
know,
yeah, cool yeah, niggas ain't fall apart for me. It's just like, for me, shout out DOA for me, not speaking bad or nothing. It's just like, fans are gonna go all the time, that's how it go, like, you get your time, and it's gonna go to the next spot for me, and it's gonna go to the next spot, and it's gonna go to the next spot for me. That's how I go. But they still going crazy. They doing their thing, bro.
Nah, that's
everybody,
a fact.
Everybody that went crazy in New York, like majority of people that went crazy when it first started, them they died out. Like DOA still in there. They still in there.
That's a fact. Man, walk us through a studio session with J-Doc. I mean, what you need? What's your studio kit when you in that motherfucker going crazy?
Studio session with J-Doc, man. I need some nice shirts. It's right here, look.
You said I need the gas.
I need some shirts. Nice shirts. I need some water for sure. Like, I need wild water. Mm. Like 5 bottles of water.
Nigga be in that bitch yelling, he definitely needs some
gangsta water. Right now, when I get home, I drink tea and all that. I drink tea and all that.
My nigga gotta keep his voice right.
World 2 before, like before I met Maya and shit, like before, I used to have to need like 15 bitches with me. Niggas know, bro. I used it's to bring like a party 15 in girls bitch. In a stool. Gangster. Honey pack, all types of shit. I don't even got it on me.
That nigga said, I don't got it on me. Was finna pull that motherfucker out. Gangster. No cap, nigga. How you feel about motherfuckers in the comments calling you a drug addict and a perk head and shit? I be seeing that shit.
Nah, you know what would be wild funny, bro? You know what would be funny? I be like, niggas would think I'd be taking perks, and I'm sobered. And then when they think I'm not taking perks, I am. Like, feel me? They don't know what I'm doing, but they just think that's why I'm saying I got this shit. Like, feel me? I know what I be doing, bro. Like, I ain't take a perk in a little minute, I ain't gonna lie. In like 9 days.
That's right, you sober? I ain't gonna lie. I'm like 15 days sober off the perks. You feel me? Like 15, 16. I'm trying. Hey, nigga, niggas don't know, nigga. That shit hard.
Nah, that shit be busting.
Feel me? That's one of the hardest shit to kick. I'm telling you. Gangster. No cap. That shit be difficult for
real. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm fake capping. Niggas took a little half of a 5 get on the plane.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's how niggas out like a light, like Drake said, girl.
Hey, no cap, bro. What's next for you, man? What's next coming for J-Doc, bro? You feel me? What you got going musically, bro?
Man,
what's next, dog?
Right now, I just been, for me, like, I be doing, like, for me, I got my label and shit, but I be doing, like, my, of course, they always help me and shit, of course. Shout out my label. Shout out right around KVH, for me? Entertainment. But I always be doing my own shit on the side just to show them, like, yo, he, for me, he about that. Like, I be doing my own shit on the side, for me? Gangsta. I know wild artists now that's tapped into this shit for me, that's giving me advice for me, learning from this shit for me, shit like that for me. Shout out my nigga Fat Boy for me. He one of the main niggas that's in this industry shit, that's here with me for me, like, gangsta.
Hell yeah.
Niggas had tapped in with wild other artists though, I ain't gonna lie, wild artists like.
You got any features coming that you
can artists like niggas ain't even think niggas are tapping with. Like, I'm tapping in with artists that's making my mother excited. Like, niggas met Busta Rhymes. Told my mom, she started bugging. Busta, she started wilding. Gangsta, that's her generation type shit, feel me?
Facts.
Feel me? Shout out Busta Rhymes and shit, though. But feel me, Busta Rhymes, how him follow me, that shit fake hurt.
Now that's viral.
Now he unfollowed me.
Oh, he unfollowed me.
Gangsta, like, damn.
So we gotta get that shit.
Nah, I know what it is, though. I know why, though, because I had did some dumb shit, bro. Like, I had to On the Radar for me. Shout out On the Radar for me, freestyle. I did On the Radar in my first line. Tweet, you ain't see that shit? That damn. Shit viral,
you said some stupid. You talking about the one where you was fucking up?
And I said I prayed to the devil.
I like that shit. That
nah,
shit
you know OGs though in the game,
hard.
They gonna see that like, oh yeah, he gotta go.
So you think that's why he
let me explain on this platform for me. I pray to God, like, I pray to God. I was just like, me off drugs, off for me, I was tweaking for me. I pray to God, word of my life, like, I pray to God.
You just in that bitch rapping?
Yeah, I was in there tweaking for me.
Hey, one of the last questions I got for you, bro, is if you could tell yourself something, I got two. If you could tell yourself something 5 years ago, what would it be? If you can go give your old self a message.
I give my old self a message. I don't really know, bro. If I could give my old self a message. Yeah,
what would you tell your younger self, something that you wish you should have knew?
Don't spend your bread on these hoes. That's all I could think
don't
of.
Don't spend your money on these bitches. It's crazy, gang.
I ain't gonna lie, because,
no cap. Last question I got for you, bro, is where you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself lit, bro. Big, bro. In the life, feel me? I'm not just doing this shit to be, like, relevant right now. Like, I see myself in the future, like, lit, like, That's some crazy shit, bro. I'm trying to be a big ass artist, bro. Gangster. This rapping shit is just a gate opener, bro. I'm really trying to do movies and acting, bro. That's why I'm showing them so much character. So somebody could see that. You feel me? You see how basketball scouts go see how a good basketball player play? I need somebody to see that that's directing movies. Like, oh, nah, he could do good in this shit. Pull up. Like, I need a TV show or some shit. Like, feel me? That's really the goal for me. Like, once that happened, my goals is complete. Like, I'm in a movie. It's my life.
That's right. No cap. For my nigga say you're trying to do shit other than music, man. Well, tell the motherfucking people where they can find you at, bro.
I know what the fuck going on, man. Y'all can find me every platform, J.Geek. Instagram, J._geek, man. Go follow my shit and tap in and go and enjoy this tour with me while I make it, man. While I go to the top. Y'all see how the fuck I'm coming.
Hell yeah, blah. No cap. And we got another one, bro. You feel me? Almighty Suspect, man. J.Geek, No Jumper.
Wow.
No cap.